I couldn't think of what animal or what creature even to.
I try to make a noise. Usually the noise gets.
I'm not too.
And that, just for pronunciation's sake, you call it
bullfrog.
You give me the pronunciation of the thing that jumps around in the swamps and it goes like that. It's a
frog.
Okay. And do you ever hear of a spring frog or any other terms for frogs? Peeper, anything like that? Not many frogs around here.
Well, it just seems frogs about it. Just
we have toads, and we have the toads, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about, if you're going fishing, you better get a bucket full of, or at least a few...
Fish worms.
And the kind you take fishing are, do you have any special name for them?
Dew worms, some people take.
Are they big ones?
Yes, they are. They look like an earthworm, only they're bigger, thicker, and so on. I think my neighbor here said she had some dew worms in.
Are they the same as night crawlers?
I wouldn't be sure.
Do you have a night crawler? Oh. Night crawler isn't a familiar term to you. Okay. A large earthworm would be a dew worm. Okay. How about a dragonfly? Is that... mean anything to you, or a snake feeder, or a mosquito moth?
Snake feeders, I knew them as a child. Now that is the same then as a dragonfly? I'm kind of puzzled about that.
I've got that down here as a...
I see. Uh-huh.
Your parents might have used that term.
Snake feeders, yes. I used to see them, and they fascinated me because I thought...
What do they look like?
They have wings, something like that, and then just kind of a long body. I'd say they're not over, probably about that big, the ones I've seen.
And were they around the swamp or?
In the ditches, we used to see them in the country, just along the country roads in the ditches.
They are like an insect, though, more than.
Yes, flying.
Do they sting?
I never was stung. I always kind of shied away from them, I suppose.
Are these the things that can
but
seem like they stand on the water, or is that something else?
Well, I wonder if that's what I mean. Saw it already, and don't know what to call it. I mean, I didn't have a name for it.
I don't either. I wonder, have you ever seen these standing on? It looks like they're standing on the water.
No, I haven't. I've seen them more flying, but it could be. I remember these snake feeders used to fly over the snake plant that grew in the ditches along the country.
I see. You ever hear of a superstition? It says you should never eat a certain kind of seafood in months that have an R in it.
No.
Then I can't get the response I want. Your oyster, kind of a seafood that isn't, I don't know, I guess it isn't a fish. Oysters.
Oysters. I like oyster soup or stew.
Okay. Now the kind of insect that gets in the closet and eats holes in the...
Oh, moths. They're old moths.
Clothes moth.
Okay. You ever call them moth millers?
No, just moths, I think, or clothes moth. We usually just say moths, and that way we don't distinguish, though, between the different kind of moths when we say that, do we?
No, I guess. In the summer, you look out on the lawn, and you'll see insects lighting up.
Fire fun.
We fire used to call them fire bugs, too.
Bugs would be the older form.
Yes.
You wouldn't call it a lightning bug?
Yes. Definitely.
Sure.
We used to go after the lightning bugs, but it didn't come to mind until you said it.
You'd use either then, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But especially long ago, we call them lightning bugs, I think almost exclusively.
Definitely the older form. Firefly's fairly new then. Firebugs or lightning bugs, older. Firefly, newer. Would you say, yeah? Okay. And the kind of insect that stings you, besides a bee, there'd be a...
Wasp.
And any other kind?
Bumblebee.
Or any other kind?
There would be hornets, but I'm not sure if I know what a hornet is. We have wasps around here, I know. And
what do they look like? And could you describe a wasp and pose them?